Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for February 13th to the 19th. So I'm curious to know how you guys are feeling because we've had some really, really crazy, intense energy coming through. And, you know, I've been kind of doing my best to pull myself out of having, you know, the check-in, the awareness of the Schumann, of the solar flares, of all of that. And I'm doing that specifically because I'm just working on my healing right now. And so I don't need all of the distractions because I know they're there anyways. But we've had some significant energy coming from the sun, which then, of course, affects the energy of the planet. So then Mother Gaia, the Schumann, has been doing strange things. And the Schumann, actually, the scale that registers it all, has blacked out so that we have no reading on it again, which seems to happen frequently now, which is interesting. But the sun has been doing some major solar flares. So, like, and I mean, this time of year is the time when the sun is most active anyway. So this is not like abnormal. It's not, but it seems that there seems to be a lot of activity happening constantly. So, like, you know, several of the coronal mass indexes happening daily. We had a couple of X class solar flares, which is a major solar flare. So it's lots. And I know for me, when there's a lot of solar flare activity, I will feel like headaches. So they're like migraines, headaches, and they're not like a regular migraine or headache that just kind of sits in one place. They move. And literally they could be there, you know, one moment and then an hour later they're gone, but then they come back. So there's a lot of that kind of energy that's coming and going. It can also make me feel really ungrounded. So like just kind of, I talk about like wobbly, feel like a drunken sailor. So you kind of feel like, you know, you've been drinking, but you haven't been drinking. And I think that a lot of people are sensitive to that energy, kind of feel that. And it's interesting because if you were to look up the radiation poisoning, there's probably a lot of similarities in what we're feeling. And, you know, when we have the solar flares, that's the sun emits radiation. That's what it has coming from it. When it has a solar flare, that's a blast of radiation. Now, NASA tells us that we are protected because there is a shield around the Earth. And so, of course, we don't feel the radiation. It doesn't. So they tell us, and it has no effect on us. But for those of us who have very sensitive nervous systems, you will definitely notice the effects on the days when the days are like that. You may even notice stuff with your vision. There may be vision stuff. Like I know for me, it's my eyes get blurry. So it's kind of like, you know, when you have like a toxic overload, it's kind of just like, it just wreaks havoc on you a little bit and makes you like hypersensitive to everything. And so we may be feeling some of that for the next little while. I know that it's purging energy, and that's what they told me yesterday. They said to me that it was going to be we're purging again. And the thing that happens, and if you pay attention to what's happening on the planet right now, which again, I'm trying not to, and I'm not sticking my head in the sand. It's just that I've got other things to focus on right now, which is building my light back up. But there is some really crazy stuff happening right now on this planet, and that is like with wars and with, like, you know, freezing people, taking their heat sources away from them, and not having like more than ever. If I was to sit here and list, it would probably put us all into anxiety attacks. All of the stuff that the governments are trying to do, so right now there's a massive, massive energy battle taking place. And I know for many of us who are on this path, who are on our soul's journey of awakening, of awareness, and we've come here for the purpose of it, we hold light for this purpose. We are light holders. And what happens is when those sources, so, you know, the dark side, the, you know, anything that is controlling, manipulating, lying, deceiving, any of the powers that are doing that are the dark forces. And, you know, those don't just happen in the governments and in they can happen in, you know, your family members and your, you know, we're not just, the dark forces are just not, you know, the people we see on TV. Some of them are the people that we actually, you know, interact with. So remind yourself about that, because as a light source, the dark source is always, always trying to infiltrate our light, always trying to take our power, our source of power away from us. And so part of that, you know, is, like I said, we've been having our light source drained for so long, right? That's part of the agenda. They drain the light so that we become weaker. When we become weaker, we can become more programmable. Fear becomes very dominant in our thoughts, in the way that we make decisions, which makes it us much easier to control. And so remind yourself about this, because I feel like everybody is kind of in different stages or phases right now on this. So some of you may be at the place of being fully depleted. So like really feeling weak, really feeling disconnected, you may be feeling that. Some of you may be coming out of that now and starting to feel a little bit stronger, having a little bit more clarity. Some of you still may be distracted, like still with, you know, putting a lot of energy into like the human 3D things, which again is all fear based. And when I tuned in, and just before, you know, I did my meditation with the intention of getting guidance for you guys before I did that, and asked what we needed to know, what was going to be helpful. They went in and they started talking to me about souls suffering. And so they're talking to me about souls finding comfort in suffering. And I found that kind of interesting, because it's kind of something that I've been starting to pay attention to myself with as well, because, you know, we know how much power our thoughts carry. We know how much power our emotions carry, right? If you're, you know, how strong you can feel if you're angry, or how weak you can feel if you're sad. And so one thing that I've been really kind of noticing for myself is, as I've been going through this healing journey, is my thoughts tend to be negative about it. So they tend to be, you know, in frustration around it. They tend to be focusing on the problem of it. And I'm talking about like the majority of the time. So we have to kind of, you know, rewind a little bit, because when they're talking to me about this, they were saying about the old programming. So many of us, you know, if we come from trauma, if we come from drama, if that's kind of like where, when we landed here, what we landed into, there's kind of like, they're saying to me right now, it's in our DNA. So it's kind of like that drug that's in your DNA. It's kind of like that addiction to things that just aren't going well, that addiction to things that are struggles for you. And that's when they say to me, the soul's suffering. So, and I know that it kind of sounds crazy, and you'd say, oh my God, why would I find comfort in suffering? I'm not comfortable in suffering. I'm the opposite in suffering. But they're saying to me, old patterns are hard to break. And so sometimes it's hard to see the light, right? Sometimes it's hard to clearly see the light in things. And so we do sit in the dark of it. And we sit in the dark because we know the dark, right? We know the dark, we know the trauma, we know the drama, we know it well, because we're in it, you know, sometimes on a daily basis. And so part of what we're going to be doing, and, you know, part of what we're supposed to be doing with one of the purposes of being here is to shift that. They're saying shift that reality, shift that space. So shift the reality, shift the space, and get out of there. And pay attention to really, like, this is when we really need to pay attention to our intuition, where we really need to pay attention to how we're feeling and follow the gentle nudges. Like, I know for me, I've been getting like the push of go for a walk, go outside, get outside into the fresh air and go for a walk. And that's, if anybody knows me, I hate walking. Walking to me is, I've always, my entire life, no matter what size I've been, if I was skinny or fat, I hate walking because it's just too slow. I want to be there and I can't get there fast enough from walking. So it's always been, something that's not my go-to. It's not, you want to go for a walk? Yeah, that's not my go-to. But now I'm finding that that's like, I'm having to shift myself out of the things that I normally do, my normal go-tos, my normal, and do something different, have a little bit more flow in how I do things rather than having it so, structured, but not only structured, but also like just kind of doing the stuff that I've always done. So pay attention to what your soul is kind of nudging you to, you know what I mean? Like maybe it's, to try a new way of eating. Maybe you want to start eating some more fruits and vegetables, or maybe, you want to take something out of your diet that you know that is not making you feel good. Or maybe you want to have more play in your life. Maybe there's, it's interesting, and I don't know if this happens for you guys, but my team will play songs in my head as a reminder that I need to listen to some music. I need to get out of my head, put some music on, dance around, play around, just have a little bit of fun with that. And so pay attention when that happens, because sometimes, we can really get stuck and anchored in the 3D of, it's the same thing. Get up in the morning, do your routine, make your coffee, whatever, have your cigarette, do whatever your routine is, go to work, come home, make dinner, clean the house. Like sometimes, and then we're like living for the weekend, right? Like how many, that happens. We're living for the Saturday and Sunday to come, 2 days out of the 7 days where you can actually have some fun. What we need to do though is every day we need to be infusing moments into our day of stuff that makes us, our light stronger, that makes our frequency go up higher. And this is important, and especially, this time of year is tough. January, February, we're getting into some better time of the year where the sun is out more, where we have the weather starting to get warmer. Well, I guess if you live someplace warm like Florida, you're lucky all the time. But there's, we spend more time indoors during this, this time where, a lot of times we're not eating a lot of fruits and vegetables because we're not growing it necessarily. Again, depending on where you're living, you could, again, be living somewhere nice and warm where you have paradise every day. Here in North America, unfortunately, we don't. We get this thing called winter. But this is the point of what we're going to be doing and, coming forward is we want to have the focus on the things that support us. We want to try and implement as many things to support us, but we also don't want it to feel like work. You don't ever want your spiritual practice to feel like, oh, I have to meditate. Oh, I have to go and do my tapping. Oh, I have to take these vitamins. You don't want to get into the frequency of that because it will just change the frequency of what you're doing and it won't make it helpful. So you have to, come from a heart-centered place with this, with a love-centered place with this. And again, if you're working on anything, if you're healing anything, come out of the fear based of it and at something that I've got to work on for myself, right? Like I've got to always be reminding myself that healing happens, that recovery happens, and it doesn't happen while you're sitting there staring at the problem. So when we do our healing group together this week, I'm going to do a healing. So I'm going to bring in the frequencies and bring in healing for everybody. But I'm going to give you guys just a couple of things that you can do for yourself, like on a daily basis, just a couple of energy medicine hacks that you can do that are easy and quick and will kind of get you in a better place quickly. And so pay attention for this week about suffering and see how that resonates with you, of how much, you know, and remember everybody's kind of like, you know, level of what they can take is different, right? Some people can take a lot of suffering. Some people can only take a little bit of suffering and then, you know, I've said they've had enough, they won't do it. So feel into that a little bit and see what your level of suffering is like. So like really, you know, how much every day do you spend in like a, you know, in a darker energy, in a trauma or drama, or, you know, your thoughts, thinking negative thoughts. So pay attention to that this week. And then do yourself a favor and just have, you know, sometimes having the awareness of it. Sometimes, you know, we do things on autopilot and we just don't have the awareness that we're doing it, right? To the extent that we're doing it. So do yourself a favor and just have that awareness this week. Let this be like a ask your question. How much am I suffering? How much suffering am I allowing to happen? How much suffering am I choosing to participate in? And then you'll be surprised by just having that awareness that when the opportunity for suffering comes up, you decline the invitation. So instead of participating, you go, no, I think I'll pass on that one. I'm going to go for a walk outside instead. Okay, guys, I'm going to send you out the link for the healing. If you don't get a chance to come to the live, remember, just go into your Hub account and then it will be there for you. And you can do it as many times as you need to recharge your battery. Sometimes you need to do this stuff daily, right? Sometimes we need to infuse healing into our lives on a daily basis. Sending you guys huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.